It's Tuesday, May 19th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. How are small businesses doing in the pandemic? How big is the opportunity for security training? And what was Microsoft wrong about and now fesses up? This is the Business of Tech. Facebook has released a survey on the impact of small business from coronavirus. One third of U.S. small businesses have stopped operating, and another 11% expect to fail in the next 3 months, per the April survey covered in reporting by Bloomberg. Most of the closed businesses both do not know how to find the money to reopen and do not expect to rehire the employees they had to cut. Why do we care? I feel like that question answers itself. I'm still comparing against other optimism data, and while I may be a broken record at the time, I'm reminded that repetition doesn't spoil the prayer. I'm focused on principles of the Stockdale paradox. You need to both hold the reality of the current situation with an optimism that the situation will get better. I don't believe that this much impact to the economy will have any sector unaffected, and while there appears to be less impact so far to the technology industry, I remain cautious and advise of planning for a rough time. I do hope to be wrong. Some new stats from Kaspersky about the situation from work from home. 73% of teleworkers and work-from-home employees are without help from their employers on security awareness, guidance, or training. 73% are also using the same devices they'd worked with before the pandemic. 42% use personal email accounts for work. More details in the link in the show notes. Why do we care? This one just screams sales opportunity. Frequent listeners will know I've mentioned the training opportunities over and over again. And here we get a sense of how open this opportunity is. That's a huge majority who are untrained, and this is best delivered as an ongoing service. There are also clearly upgrade opportunities, as well as the chance to close off those personal email accounts or secure those home machines. Pick your growth lever. The Microsoft 365 roadmap has been updated to reflect that Teams and Skype interoperability is coming this month, and not in preview, supposedly. Teams, Skype, consumer chat, and calling interop is currently in development, the roadmap now says. General availability is expected worldwide to standard multi-tenant Office 365 customers in May 2020. Also in Microsoft news, Microsoft President Brad Smith now believes the company was wrong about open source. Quoted at a recent MIT event, quote, "Microsoft was on the wrong side of history when open source exploded at the beginning of the century, and I can say that about me personally," end quote. A note, Microsoft is now the largest contributor to open source projects in the world, beating Facebook, Google, Apache, and others. Why do we care? Interoperability is a big deal. Google can be fairly criticized for their non-focused video chat play with multiple competing products. Microsoft bringing their two products to work together would be a huge win. As for open source, if you don't recognize that Microsoft is a totally different company than the days of Steve Ballmer, you need to. Put aside any old biases to those days and evaluate them with a new lens. This includes your feeling on partner programs too. They are still all in on partners, in my opinion, but the ones who are aligned with their direction. And that's the cloud. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content here, sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/MSBradio. You can support the production of the show with our Give What You Want model. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter for additional content, videos on YouTube, and for additional insights into the show. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.